March the 24th, 1976, a military junta headed by General Videla overthrew Argentina's democratically elected government and launched a campaign of terror against all who opposed the coup.
De Dios quisiera demostrar sobre esta tierra de cuánto es capaz el ejército argentino cuando lucha por la libertad, la paz y la justicia para su pueblo.
In the years that followed, 15,000 people were executed and 30,000 disappeared. 250 concentration camps were set up throughout Argentina, where so-called terrorists were routinely and systematically tortured while being interrogated. A mere wall separated detainees who were blindfolded and tortured from the seemingly normal life of passers-by. Thousands of people accused of terrorism were illegally detained, tortured and killed within these walls. The Argentine armed forces were trained in torture from the 1960s. These torture training sessions were sometimes photographed by those taking part in them. 33 years after the fall of the military regime, only one torturer is in jail.
Thirty years after the end of the Argentinian Dirty War, the children of the disappeared were still searching. People disappeared in the Dirty War. Among them were 500 pregnant women who gave birth in captivity, then were killed. Their babies are now 30 and struggling to discover who they are.
Ernesto Semon, who is a historian at New York University, former reporter for the Argentine newspaper, both the same as Horacio's newspaper, Pagina 12, and Clarín, where he reported on politics and human rights, as well as, well, Father Bergoglio, now Pope Francisco.
For more on the new Pope, we turn now to one of Argentina's leading investigative journalists, Horacio Verbitsky, who has written extensively about the career of Cardinal Bergoglio and his actions during the military dictatorship that ruled Argentina from 1976 to 1983. During that time, up to 30,000 people were kidnapped and killed. A 2005 lawsuit accused Jorge Bergoglio of being connected to the 1976 kidnappings of two Jesuit priests, Orlando Giorio and Francisco Halix. The lawsuit was filed after the publication of Verbitsky's book, The Silence, from Paul VI to Bergoglio, The Secret Relations Between the Church and the ESMA. ESMA refers to the former Navy school that was turned into a detention center where people were tortured by the military dictatorship. The new Pope has denied the charges. He twice invoked his right under Argentine law to refuse to appear in open court to testify about the allegations. When he eventually did testify in 2010, human rights activists characterized his answers as evasive. In the case of Bergoglio, there's also the issue, as you have documented, and several other journalists in Argentina, of his particular role or accusations about his involvement in the dirty wars in Argentina. Could you talk about that and some of the things that, because you've been a leading investigative reporter uncovering the relations between the church and the government in terms of the dirty wars?
Of course. He was accused by two Jesuit priests of having surrendered them to the military. They were a group of Jesuits that were under Bergoglio direction. He was the provincial superior of the order in Argentina. 36 years he was provincial. During a period of great political activity in the Jesus company, he stimulated the social work of the Jesuits, but when the military coup overthrew the Isabel Perón government, he was in touch with the military that ousted this government and asked the Jesuits to stop their social work. And when they refused to do it, he stopped protecting them, and he let the military know that they were not more inside the protection of the Jesus company, and they were kidnapped. The president founding of CELS, Center for Legal and Social Studies, Emilio Mignone, said that Bergoglio was an accomplice of the military. This priest has links with Subversion, that was the name that the military gave to all the people involved in opposition to the government, political or armed opposition to the military, and that he was jailed in the mechanic school of the Navy, and saying that this information was provided to the officer by Father Jorge Mario Bergoglio, provincial superior of the Jesuit company. This means, to my understanding, a double standard. He asked the passport given to the priest in a formal note with his signature, but under the table he said the opposite and repeated the accusations that produced the kidnapping of the priest. After his releasing, went to Rome.
How were they found?
Sorry?
How were they found, and what condition were they? What had happened to them?
Well, he was released, both of them were released, dragged, confused, transported by helicopter to in the outskirts of Buenos Aires, were abandoned, asleep by a drug, in very bad condition. They were tortured, they were interrogated. One of the interrogators had extraordinary knowings about theological questions that induced one of them, Orlando Giorgio, to think that the own provincial Bergoglio had been involved in this interrogatory.
He said that Bergoglio himself had been part of his own interrogation, this Jesuit priest?
He told me that he had the impression that the own provincial Bergoglio was present during the interrogatory, in which one of the interrogators had extraordinary knowledge of theological questions. And Orlando Giorgio denounced Bergoglio. I received his testimony when Bergoglio was elected to the Archbishop of Buenos Aires. And Bergoglio, I interviewed Bergoglio also, and he denied the charges, and he told me that he had defended them. And Orlando Giorgio got me in touch with Francisco Halix, that was living in Germany. I talked with him, and he confirmed the story that he was during a lot of years very resented against Bergoglio, but that he had decided to forgot and forget.
Horacio Verbitsky, I'd like to ask you about another priest who was involved in the Dirty Wars, Christian von Wernick, who was a former chaplain of the police department in Argentina, and also later was convicted of being involved.
He was convicted, he's in jail, in a common jail. But the Argentine Church, during the tenure of Bergoglio, hasn't punished him in canonical terms. He was convicted by the human justice, but by the church standards, he is always a priest. And this tell something about Bergoglio and the Argentine church also.
And von Wernicke was involved in murders, tortures, and kidnappings. Could you detail some of the crimes that he was convicted of committing?
Bergoglio involved in the crimes of von
Wernicke? No, von Wernicke, I said.
Well, von Wernicke was active part in torture and killings, and he was convicted not as an accomplice, but as a participant in the crimes. He was present during the torture sessions from Berwick. And there is not just one chaplain. There are some others that are under trial in this moment. Chaplain Regueiro is under house arrest because he's an older man. A chaplain Citelli in Santa Fe province for being present during torture sessions. So there are a lot of them that were part of the dirty war.
I wanted to read, Horacio, a part of the State Department cable released by WikiLeaks that references, the Roman Catholic priest Christian von Wernicke, who you were just talking about, convicted in 2007 of being an accomplice in several cases of murder, torture, and illegal imprisonment in Argentina during the military dictatorship. It notes the conviction came, quote, at a time when some observers consider Roman Catholic primate Cardinal Bergoglio to be a leader of the opposition to the Kirchner administration because of his comments about social issues. The von Wernicke case could also have the effect, some believe, of undermining the church's and, by extension, Cardinal Bergoglio's moral authority or capacity to comment on political, social, or economic questions, unquote. That was a State Department cable that was released by WikiLeaks. Horacio, could you respond?
We can go Jack the Stripper by parts. First of all, the State Department considered that Bergoglio was the chief of the opposition to the Kirchner government. And I agree with this statement.
Bergoglio from Argentina. Cardinal Bergoglio. Newly elected Pope, leader of the Roman Catholic Church. I wanted to bring in Father Matt Malone, who is in Rome now, and I'd like to get your reaction, Father Malone, for the announcement of the new Pope. And I would like, we'll get to Father Malone in a moment, but Father Guthrie, your reaction.
I am here.
Your reaction, Cardinal Bergoglio has been elevated to the pontificate.
Well, this was not one of the names that was listed as if it was going to be an early election. I think I'm
a surprise.
A surprise, I think, yes.
Jesuit, and I must tell you, I never expected in a million years that that a Jesuit would step out as Pope.
What does that say to the larger picture, to the direction of the Catholic Church?